everybody. Well, here we are, another Monday. Like it comes once a week, and it keeps coming. So we're definitely on the Monday timeline. So let's clear the date today, everybody. Oh, today's date is February 27th, 2017. And we're going to release this miracle date from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a little more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and let's energize the light beams. Here we go. So light beams coming onto your monitor screen to bring you peace. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you have a situation going on. We'll try to clear that from you here. Here we go. So releasing that energy of whatever you're dealing with that may not be, correct for you or that you don't like. Here we go. So 1, think of it now, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's now bring Elizabeth on. Are you out there, Elizabeth? All ready to go?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm still here. And thanks, everybody, for joining us on BBS Radio.com Station 1 tonight. We are live for the next hour. And Ron will be doing sample healings as well as taking your questions and comments at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can send over any questions you may have about the healings or the clearings, as well as any testimonials you may have, because Ron has been doing a lot of special calls recently, as well as intensives on the weekend. So if you have experiences from those that you'd like to share with us, please feel free again to email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. We've already received a lot of feedback from those calls that Ron did over the weekend, and we're going to make some new announcements tonight, as well as probably do some samples. So let's get started, and thanks everybody so much for joining us, and thanks for sending in all of your info and your questions, and it always makes for such a great show, and we have plenty of listener feedback, so thanks so much for everyone doing that. Okay, Ron, and the first question we have is actually about something that was in the mailer for the Saturday energetic body blueprint call that you did, and someone was wondering about the skin auric field clearing, and that is that was recommended for after doing this call. So we can talk a little bit about that and how to get it. And it is not actually currently available on the website. You would have to email Ron directly if you'd like to do it. So Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about that clearing, or I can, or whichever, and we can talk about why that would be good to do?
I think it's an unlimited clearing. It's $200, I believe. And you could probably mention, since you have it up now in front of you, how useful it is and the different menu options there on it. It's quite extensive.
Yeah, it is. It is actually a 14-step clearing, so it's very thorough. And it's a whole lifetime, I would think it's a whole lifetime clearing. And let's see here. You would just put your name into the box as you would for any other clearing. And there are several different areas of the body you can select from the first drop-down menu. Excuse me. head, neck, shoulders, arms and hands, chest area, stomach, intestine area, hip, leg, feet, spine, back, front side, back side, left side, right side. And then you can also select relationships courting with others and relationships courtings with objects or things, addictions and patterns, dislikes, judgment, and racism, sexual, talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts, vision, watching, and seeing, energy imitating a person, energy imitating an object, and there's also a custom input box. So, Ron, what do all of these things have to do with our skin aura, and why would we need to clear them?
Well, your skin aura, it contains everything that you're dealing with. It all comes off through your skin. That's your entry and exit point to the body. Or clearing these things out and get rid of the critters that are there that they tend to come out and come into you. That's how they enter normally. It can help you out immensely. Is there anything else there that we could do a sample of for people? Do you have a sample you'd like to have yourself?
How about relationships, courtings with others? Let's remove that from the skin connection points. Let's see how that feels for everybody.
Okay, so here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, how does that feel? Do you sense anything going on? Anybody out there? We need to get asked for some comments, maybe.
it feels really good. Let's see. I'm just wondering if there is one for neck. I'm wondering if we could do the neck, the same thing. You just cleared the removal of skin connection points with the neck, Ron, just to see if that feels any different. Because I think I was thinking throat, but there isn't like a specific option for throat. So maybe we could do the neck and see if that helps, because a lot of things go on there. Like we talk, we speak. It's how we communicate with other people. There's like a lot of vibrations there against our skin. And, you know, if we get angry, if we get mad, we start yelling, like automatically that cords us, it causes emotions, and I'm wondering if that one might be a good one to do.
Okay, let's do the neck.
Maybe you have a little bit of a sore throat like I do.
Okay, so here we go. Neck energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, I'm going to do fingers. So let's just do that here, see how that helps with you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Anything else I can do for a sample, Elizabeth?
You just did fingers. How about a stomach intestine area? And maybe the same step one again, removal of the skin connection points. because there's a whole list of other things we could do. I don't know, Ron, do you want to move on to do like alien parasites or orbs or backup programs?
Call alien parasites, like yeah. Well, what's there in alien parasites?
Alien parasites from the stomach intestines, maybe?
Now, let's try that here.
Okay.
Boy. Let's see. Yeah, that could take, you know, a while. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens. So, one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. And five. Boy, this one probably needs about a three-hour clearing on. One.
Oh, wow.
Three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. One more time. People may feel things moving around inside. Who knows? One. You're not alone. Two, three, four, and five. Okay. Ugh. Hey, hopefully you're all doing good. Let me get some comments out there. So back to you, Liz.
Yes, yes, we needed that. And it does sound like there's a lot to be done with that, according to you, Ron. So that is actually step 7 on the clearing removal of alien parasites. Before that, there are orbs, backup programs, bodily fluid connection points, pore connection points, skin connection points, as well as alien implants, entities, internal tunnels, healing of insides and skin, and the spirit infusion. And then step 14 is a comforting, soothing energy from the male light beings or the female light beings or the non-gender light beings, which would probably feel very much like the peace energy that Ron brings in at the top of the hour when we start our show here on BBS. And I know this probably sounds really overwhelming if you're brand new and just joining us, but we promise it gets better and you will become clear on all of these things. This is actually just a very thorough and in-depth clearing for those who are listening who would like to go deeper. If you participated in the call on Saturday and you would like to continue maintaining that, because Ron did do a lot of healing on the skin, and there were several skin cleaning wraps energetically that we participated in on the call on Saturday, as well as some energy, golden energy bath, and the living light drinking water, and also the release of microscopic alien energetic life forms. So all of those things were performed on that blueprint clearing call that Ron did. And the one that a lot of people seem to respond to was the sugar that you cleared out, the energetic life form. It was like sugar ants, I think you called them. So I think we probably could get to some testimonials about that, Ron, if you want to. Otherwise, we'll wait to get some responses from those sample clearings you just did. And thanks so much for doing that. And hopefully that does explain a little bit more about that skin auric field clearing. Once again, it's $200. And I believe what you would do is just donate that amount to Ron with a note specifying that you want that clearing, and then you'll be given the login codes for to do that work. And let's see here. I know we had some testimonials from the call, and let's see. Yes, here's a listener who wrote in and said, comments on the Saturday Blueprint Healing Conference call. Thank you, Ron. Every call is life-changing. But this last one was the top dog. The first hour the first hour in removing the tubes. Oh, that's right. I forgot to mention that. Ron removed energetic tubes from our spine. And this listener writes, I was glued to my chair in deep relaxation. Then the ant critters being removed was something else. Ron, what does it mean when you hear loud noises coming from the abdomen, a battle or energy moving? Probably both. I could see the ant kernels running out of my body. As you went through the body and into the head, I felt fluttering in my forehead, dizzy-like feeling of the brain, so powerful. then a wave of the oxygen. It was like a rush. I could feel it absorbing into all my cells, the cells that were blocked off from the metal tubes. Simply amazing. I had to get up and move around. The last hour was like a day at the spa. With the energy wraps, skin felt very nice and is so different. No words to use, but wonderful. I am up there in age, but feel 25 again. My onion is getting peeled, truly getting close to the core. Wow.
Good.
That is crazy. Thank you so much for that testimonial. And that's kind of what I think a lot of people say that doing the clearings is like. It does kind of get close to the core, so it sounds like this listener has really been putting in the work and putting in the time of getting cleared. So that's wonderful, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. Any comments on the loud noises from her abdomen, Ron? Any idea what that might be?
No, just stuff moving out.
Awesome. That's great. Okay.
I can do one more sample, Elizabeth, if you want to pull something up from that page here.
From the skin auric again?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, let's do... How about the spine and back? And we can do removal of entities.
Okay. I can only do... I'll do shoulder area.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. So we'll see how that tends to work here. Boy, okay.
Wow. Okay, so Ron just did a sample clearing from the skin auric field clearing of the shoulders, and that was the removal of entities. So entities are emotional bodies, ghosts, those are some other words that they are sometimes called, and they sure do love to hang around and make us feel weird, and often we don't know why we feel sad or we feel depressed, and a lot of the times it's entities. They also have a lot to do with addictions and causing us problems with that, all sorts of things. So Ron, every week does special weekly clearings, and I believe it is, Friday is the entities, yeah. Friday is the entity removal call. So there are also a lot of options to remove them in many of the clearings that are offered online at creationlightship.com. And, you know, if you have any questions about any of what we're talking about, please feel free to email us live during the show, creationlightship.com. There's a link at the top of the page where you can send a form anonymously through our fast chat feedback, and you can also do that through our BBS radio homepage, or you can just send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we'll move on here. And Ron, thanks so much for doing all these samples from the skin auric field protection. Let's see. Somebody was asking about, this is another testimonial about the sugar, and they wrote, I was hanging out with a friend for lunch and was offered carbs and dessert. I had no interest, maybe even when we do the once-a-month birthday visit to the lightship to the food court, I will have no interest, even the teeny thimble Amtrak juice bar or gold plates only for me. Ha ha.
Time will tell. We'll see.
Yeah, that's funny because I actually got another email from somebody saying they were going to start a sugar-free diet on Wednesday. So maybe that had something to do with getting all that sugar stuff cleared out of them. They're going to do it for a month, they said. So that's great. A lot of the time when we have these energies leave us, it opens up space in our lives for us to take control, become self-empowered, and get healthier. So a lot of that stuff, everyone's like, oh, I need to go on a diet, or I need to lose weight, or I need to eat healthier, but we never actually really do it. And I think the first step is doing a clearing or getting something cleared off of you, so then that opens up the space and gives you the potential to create something new in that space. And it's usually when you do the clearings, you're like, oh, now I feel like I can do this, or now I have the energy to get through this. So a lot of the times that is the first step in kind of getting closer to that core, as one of our other listeners so nicely put it in her testimonial from earlier in the show. Okay. So let's see here. Ron, someone's asking, are there any ways to do the clearings and access the archives via smartphones or tablets if you don't have Wi-Fi or hotspots? And I'm guessing no. The only thing you could probably do is like the be here and the now, or maybe if you have downloaded some of the videos, you could probably play them that way, right? But to actually do the clearings, you'd need the, you probably would need the connection. But then I think you could start it, and if it goes offline, you'd still be able to do, to finish the clearing or the healing that you were working on.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, you get it loaded and you don't change the page.
Right. Yeah, if your connection goes offline, and the timer is still counting down, you are still running the clearing.
And I think you could, if it turns out, you can still re-enter in the timer and change it. I've done that at the expo.
Yes, I remember
online,
that.
And just change the timer and it's still running without having that. But you have to try it first. What you may want to do is just to see, if you're curious, is load it up on your computer, then turn off your router and just see what you can do with the clearing. But I believe you can still change the time on it, load it inside your computer, and the calendar works that way, and you can run it forever once you're on, have it in there, okay? But, you want to double-check that. It'd be nice to have somebody maybe try that just so we can have exact information. But that's the way I believe it works. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thanks. All right. Sorry, I just am having a little bit of a connection problem here. And just bear with me one moment. Okay, we're back to the email. And a lot of people are commenting about the Saturday call. And let's see. Another person saying, when you got rid of the sugar entities, my craving for sweets left. Thank you so much. So it seems like a lot of people were struggling with this. Okay, here's another question, and I'm sure people could relate to this. It's on how to make choices. And this listener writes, often when I am faced with the decision to make even small choices, I find myself feeling anxious and unsure of what to do. What do you recommend doing to be able to make choices that are in alignment with our hearts or spirits?
I don't know how to answer that one. once you do the clearing, then you're going to be at more free will and understand that you have to reinvent your life, because the programs that are running you are no longer there. That's why when you do the emotional lifetime clearing, all of a sudden you go, wow, what's going on here? I kind of feel empty, hollow in the inside. I don't feel attached to anything. I don't want to really see too many people. And that's only because of the way the situation is going or how people are courting you. Once you kind of catch on to that, then you go, wow, free. That's nice to be free. And then from there, you just kind of start working with the energies, and you start freeing yourself out more and more. So it's pretty pretty interesting to hear people's comments. And then you get people who are really afraid to be free, and they really question about doing the emotional clearing because they go, man, I got to live here. I want to have emotions, and I'm going to feel dead or something if I don't feel emotions. How do I relate to people? People go on and on because they're really afraid of losing their identity in the matrix. That's what's happening. Being taken out of the matrix, these programs in your genetics put you into the matrix. That's basically mind control and living the dark side life with their experiences. So it's all quite interesting to see different people's reactions. Once they do it, their whole life has changed. Like I said, you're being reborn again, like from the get-go. That's the way it sort of feels. We're not who you used to be. And people who try to put you into that box, you being that type of energy or person, you're no longer in that box anymore. So anyway, that's the way I perceive it and how people tell me about what's going on, because they're just, they feel free. Then you have to choose life because you're disconnected from a lot of the external energies around you. It's like you just came here, and then what do you do with your life? Well, you can now choose to do what you'd like to do. You're not tied into all this crud and stuff that you normally have. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you. You want to explain that, what you felt? Do you feel kind of like that? The emotional clearing? That's where you start off at.
Ron. That all sounds so wonderful to me. I think it can be a very strange idea for a lot of people, especially for creative types or people that think like they have to use their emotions in order to convey feelings. But see, what happens is a lot of the times they aren't real. So instead of actually experiencing being in the now and being at peace, you confuse it with what you think is happening or what your mind tells you is happening. So a lot of what's going on is not entirely accurate. Just because you feel it or you sense it, it doesn't actually mean it is true, because a lot of that is predetermined by our past, by our reactions, by what happened to us in the past. It's very difficult when you've been going through life to create in the moment, because all of these other things are informing your perception of that moment. So it is kind of like what Ron said. You are, when you start doing the clearings, being taken out of the matrix and into free will and free choice and into source energy and into being heart-centered, and it does have an effect on your life in the now. A lot of people don't want to hear that. They just want to keep on running programs and continuing with their lives, and they don't really ever want to get clear. They're pretty much happy the way they are, and they don't really see any problem with being in duality. So I don't think Ron is trying to say that. It's just, if you are looking for these answers, then there are a lot of forces out there that are trying to stop you from finding them. So that's all I think you really have to know. And then if you are, you know, looking for this, you'll find it. And a lot of the times people are like, oh, you should do this or you should do that, or, you know, you have to deal with a lot of external influences. But the more you do the clearings, the more you kind of become self-empowered and become heart-centered and don't really think about the opinions of others or what they mean to you, and you don't let them hurt you. So it's just another way of kind of taking control back of your life. If you're wondering why these things happen to you, this is probably the reason. So it's better to get off of those timelines. And it sounds like that person who's having trouble making choices is probably not in the now, or is probably dealing with past and future timelines competing for their attention, or is probably dealing with an anxiety problem, and maybe that's affecting their judgment of what they should choose. So Ron does have clearings for all of that. There is an anxiety whole lifetime clearing. There's an extreme anxiety clearing. There's also, I know we don't talk about this one a lot, but there's a clearing called an ego-mind-body disconnection. And Ron, maybe we could do a sample of that for everybody, the ego-mind-body disconnection.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this will be interesting. Sort of is how the ego mind will say, in a sense, is how you hear things, how you judge things, you know, if your belief system in something. You know, normally when you hear something, it's like, you know, yes, no, or stop, go. So here we go. Let's release that energy from you to free yourself from those judgments. So here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Well, a lot of stuff there. So, back to you.
Yeah, wow. A lot of these healings are all online at Creation. Actually, all of these healings are online at creationlightship.com. And we wanted to do some samples for you because Ron is going to be making an appearance in New York soon, and if you'd like to do some clearings before you're planning on going to this New York Expo, we just want to kind of give people samples of them and let everybody know how much is actually out there. And then if you'd like to do your first clearing, everyone does this before doing any of the additional clearings, the emotional whole lifetime healing, you can find that in the drop-down menu under the healing login on the website. And the New York Expo is March 17th through the 19th in the Hotel New Yorker, and that is the New Life Expo. So hopefully everyone on the East Coast is planning on going to that. And you can also, if you'd like, and you're not on the East Coast or you're somewhere else in this world, you can email your picture to Ron, and you can have it printed and taken physically into the light chamber with everybody else so that you will receive the benefits of the healing sessions if you can't actually be there in person to go inside the chamber at the expo. And that is $100 for the expo. And I know a couple people have already done that, so thank you so much. And we will be sure to get those over to into the proper hands. They can be taken in to receive the light infusion healings for the entire weekend while that is up. So it's just a nice way you can experience the healing energy if you can't actually be there in person. That also works with all of the clearings that are offered online. If you can't physically sit there in front of the computer for, you know, several hours, you can put your picture up and, you know, if you're at work or whatever, you can just have the clearing running. And a lot of people do that and notice a difference throughout their day if they are at a job where they have to interact with people. You know, a lot of people feel a lot calmer, more heart-centered, less stressed out. So that's one way you can sort of get around that if you can't actually be there sitting at home doing clearings. So a lot of people actually do choose that option, and it's just as effective as doing it in person. Okay. So also, since we're announcing expos, there's in April as well, April 28th through the 30th, so mark your calendars for that, in San Mateo, California, right outside of San Francisco, I believe, is the New Living Expo. So you can check the websites for that. Once again, it's New Life Expo, March 17th through the 19th in New York, and New Living Expo in San Mateo, April 28th through the 30th. So check the websites for the schedules and entry fees. Oh, and I should also mention, this is something that I don't think Ron has done before. We are going to be able to have a call-in number for the speaking schedule. So if you would like to enjoy hearing Ron's lectures from the two workshops, you can do that in the comfort of your own home. And I think there was a mailer that was just sent out about that, and it's only $30. You can register now, and there will be a number that you can dial in and listen to them live while they're going on. One's at Friday at 8 and Saturday at 7, Understanding the Alien Presence on Earth and Alien Technology, Cloning, Implants, Abductions, and Timelines, as well as the two workshops on Saturday and Sunday. So hopefully some people can take advantage of that. And once again, that is March 17th, 18th, and 19th. And that would be for attending the live presentations via phone. If you can't go to them in person, you can still hear the lectures. So hopefully we can do that. All right. So somebody else wrote in for, I guess, some feedback for the listener who was having trouble making choices, that the self-empowerment package helps, and it also has the ego clearing. So that's really cool. Thank you so much for letting us know. And let's see. And somebody else said that they have a tablet and no Wi-Fi, but they pick up the Wi-Fi from outside of stores. They log in and they go home, and it runs forever, changing timer names, etc. As long as I don't change the light beings, it works. And they've been doing this for years. Same thing with the archives. They download them when they have a Wi-Fi connection, and then they bring them home and, I guess, listen to them at home. So that's great.
Very good. Very good. So, yeah, there's always ways around it.
Yeah, there's always a way around it.
I get people who say, Ron, I don't have a computer, you know, which is, you know, very few people. But, you know, at that point, they seem very needy, you know, like, I don't have a computer, I'm afraid of this, afraid of that, you know. And so, you know, yeah, the laptop the tablet's ideal. You just go to a place where they have it, and you put it in there, you're only being radiated while you're downloading it. If you want to look at it that way. Some people are kind of, you know, freaked out about that, but, you know, it's like way of life now. And you're still getting the radiation to the cell phone towers. So imagine the router that you're using is not much of anything. So just know that. So you just get it and take your machine home and your tablet, and you got it right there, and it's with you.
Also, you don't have to use Wi-Fi, people. I mean, you can just use a hardline Ethernet cable and plug directly into your modem. Like, you don't have to have a router. Like, if you only have one computer, you know, obviously if you're in an office, probably not going to happen. But if you're just at home and you don't want Wi-Fi, you don't have to have it. So a lot of people are freaked out by Wi-Fi or the signals or, you know, whatever, and I totally get that. So, you know, just plug your laptop into your modem and go with it that way. Just disable the Wi-Fi, and your connection will probably be faster anyway. This person does just take your phone or your tablet and go out and pick up the signal, download your content, and then take it home and use it there.
Yes, very simple. And there's people who don't have or can't maybe they're out in the middle of nowhere and they can't get, you know,
Internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask, if you're like, neighbors and stuff, you know, whenever I put my computer on, there's always a couple of people that could be around. You know, some of the modems transmit 300 feet, so you could just turn your computer on almost anywhere, and you can see
all the networks show up.
Yeah, and there was a guy on the Internet. I'll just say this. May not be politically correct, but he was on the Internet, and he showed how you can go in. It was on YouTube. And how you can go in and get the password from any Wi-Fi, okay? it looked pretty simple, like 2 minutes, and it shows up on your computer, and then you can use that password to be on the Wi-Fi. So I went, wow, that's kind of interesting. So if you want to Google that, maybe, but you would have to be on the Internet. But you just type in the name. Once you have it there, somehow you're able to use something. Maybe you got to be on your computer to be on the Internet. I don't know. But anyway, he talked about getting on there so you could find a password of anybody's in anywhere and use their modem. Oh, I'll just leave it at that. So back to you.
Wow, very good to know. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff you can find out on the Internet. So hopefully that is helpful. And let us know if you figure that out. And, the other thing I was going to say was a lot of public libraries have Wi-Fi, and they don't require you to pay anything to use it. You can just go in there, and if you have a card, you can just enter your member number, or you can just use the computers there. I did that for years. I didn't have a computer or internet at home, so I would just, walk down to the library and do what I needed to do there. And actually, I kind of miss doing that. Because now, there's so much more work I have to do at home. It was nice when that's all I had to do. And less time wasting, too. So there's always a way to get it done. All right. So moving on here, someone else is asking, this is more related to kind of an administrative question, Ron, but this person is married and has bought several whole lifetime clearings, and they're wondering, should I run the whole lifetime clearing with my married last name or my original birth last name, or does it matter? Thank you.
I would probably run them both, but typically who you are now is that name, your married name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Married last name. That's who you are now that you're being tracked with. But, naturally, you still could be being tracked, with your original name. That could be a possibility. But normally, who you are now is how they're going to connect to you. Because remember, they're using the letters in your name to you know, find you and program you. I'm not saying that when you get married, all your programming leaves you because you're not using that last name. That's still with you. By doing the clearing, maybe with both names, might be the way to do that, and just see if you get much more relief, you know, from you. Remember, all these are energetic cordings that are attached to you. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, and I think people have had sort of different results depending on the associations they have with that name and what happened while they had it. So a lot of people were like, oh, I hated being single or whatever, and I'm married now and I'm so happy or whatever. So it depends. I mean, obviously you'd want to clear those emotions too, but obviously when we're different people at different times, we have different experiences. So it all depends on what you're trying to clear there. So I guess the situation would be different for everybody depending on your life experience and what that name conjures up for you. So we received a response to the skin auric field clearing that you did, Ron, for the shoulder area. And someone said, I had a snap and some cracks. Feel relief in my chest area also. Giving my head and neck some rotation, loosening up, relaxing. Thank you, Ron. That's great. And someone else wrote and said, thanks for enlisting us into the Vikings. I am feeling safer. They're wondering, is there a Native Americans or Aboriginal group, not just for the United States, or are they part of all the United States forces, spanning all of the lands of Canada and Australia? I'm not sure.
That's getting too wordy for me.
Okay.
When you enlist in the United States, it would be the United States military time-traveling soldiers. So these are the ones that were enlisted in the military. So that's how I would answer that. As far as Native American, that's something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only enlist into one group at a time. So if you're thinking that you want to work with this group and that group, no. You have to pick one, and that's the one that you're with. If you want to leave that, then that's up to you to find someone else or to go somewhere else. But you're not going to be engaged with different forces. Oh, and the people that have come on the call who more recently we did the Vikings, then they would have to de-enlist from where they were before to join the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back to you.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up, Ron. And recently we did a enlistment into the Vikings, and I think that's maybe what this person was inquiring about. So anybody else have any experiences that they've had since enlisting, or maybe you're not out battling, you're doing something else, let us know at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, and here's another question, Ron, dealing again with cordings. This person writes, I recently had someone from my past contact me out of the blue. They said they were trying to send something out into space and reach me. Should I just ignore this, or what are some clearings I could do to ensure that they are not courting me? I've already done...
Well, since you heard about it, that would mean to me that they're putting you onto their timeline and manipulating you. So knowing that, you know, you need to do timeline crashing on it. Remember, the people around you, or people in general, are probably your worst enemy.
Yeah.
Nurse for you and do all kinds of weird stuff that you know nothing about. So, you know, that's why a lot of people kind of want to be homebodies. And now you know why some homebodies, they know this intuitively, and they don't want to go out to people and see people because they know that there's creepy energies around, walking around, and stuff like that, you know. So, and it's for me, it's interesting to watch some of these people when I go to the expos, you know, to see what's in their body. I won't say who's in their body, but it's more of a what. And then to even see some of the invisible aliens walking around the expos trying to figure things out. So it gets to be interesting. And there are people that, when I go to the expos, people who know us, the group workers, we'll call it, the booth workers, they go, God, look at that person over there, you know, and we're all kind of like, oh, yeah, look at that one over there, you know. So what is that coming down the aisle here, you know? Long fingered, long neck, a wide-eyed alien coming, you know, in their garb. I can tell you one story. I did this, tell this a long time ago, but I was in L.A. At the Conscious Life Expo 5 years ago, I'm guessing. And there was this person that we spotted. So one of the booth members spotted this person. And then they finally came by again. And they were kind of like staring at us, looking at us. So I go, I got to find out who this person is, you know. And so they're now probably down the aisle in front of us to the left. And I'm at the other kind of end of the aisle. So I get out of the booth quickly, you know, and start following them. And I think they sensed it. So they turned right to go down the next booth where all the psychic readers are. And I'm following them, and there's tons of people. And all of a sudden, they get about two-thirds of the way down. And all of a sudden, the ceiling opens up, and this flood comes down of water like somebody drained a couple bathtubs. It's coming down from the roof. So they must have did something to, they did do something to prevent me from walking. I didn't want to walk in the water and get drained on, you know. And all the people in the booths are going crazy now because the water is going into some of their booths in the center aisle, and a big commotion happens. And so that's one of those weird things. And the person, once they turned right at the far end of the aisle, they were gone. So, and I did see them. Yeah, they were on the other side of the water running quickly away from me.
That is crazy. So, yeah, this really illustrates the importance of wanting to get off those people's timelines.
Yep. So his timeline, he didn't want to get caught, and being probably an alien, they created something to, you know, probably have, you know, 150 gallons of water from the ceiling, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
And wow, that's that one, remarkable. Really remarkable.
Then it stopped. So anyway, that was their getaway. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, I cannot believe this, Ron. We are actually almost at the end of our show tonight. It went by so fast, and thank you so much for all of the wonderful samples. Also wanted to tell everybody that the March calendar is up on the website, so all of the dates for the 8-hour healing intensives are up, as well as the 4-hour Ascension prep call. So be sure to check out creationlightship.com for all of those special dates. And Ron, thank you so much for all of the wonderful samples tonight. And listeners, really appreciate all of this wonderful feedback from the community. There are so many questions that we couldn't even get to. So be sure to tune in on Wednesday for our Station 1 show. It's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, as well as Friday and Saturday on Station 2, same time. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you for the Mind to Heart Drop and any last thoughts.
Well, I guess we'll just do that. So we'll have the way for you to actually either hear and or might have a video. I don't know yet. But we can at least do, you know, the audio at the lectures and workshops. So here we go, everybody. That's in New York. So Mind to Heart Drop, need to command your spirit out loud. So, you know, say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. So need to do that to facilitate it. Feeling your thoughts dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everybody. Blessings.